This is program number LW2473. Hi, this is Larry West. A little boy ran into the kitchen one day and said, "Mom, where did I come from?" Well, Mom cleared her throat and began to break out in a cold sweat. She sat down and tediously went through a long, careful explanation telling her little boy how children are born. When she finished, the kid said, "Oh, really? Well," he said, "my pal Joey down the street says he came from Omaha, and I just wanted to know where I came from." You know, sometimes you can say too much too soon, all because you're too nervous, right? It is a good question, though. Where did we come from? Some say that we and everything around us happened strictly by accident, that we are the result of a series of evolutionary changes. They say it all started with a great big bang out there somewhere. Two somethings exploded. And now, millions of years later, here we are. Those who stand against the teaching of creation in public schools but support the teaching of evolution instead say that they stand against creationism because it's a religious faith and that evolution is not. But did you know that a prominent British biologist says that, on the contrary, evolution is a religious faith? Put that in your monkey's banana. His name is Harrison Matthews, and he's a fellow of the Royal Society. And his introduction to the 1971 edition of Darwin's Origin of Species says that, and this is a quote, "Belief in the theory of evolution is a satisfactory faith," there's the word, "on which to base our interpretation of nature." That's what he said. Actually, he doesn't stand alone in what he said. The British physicist H.S. Lipson has himself reached the conclusion that evolution has become, in a sense, a religion. He says that almost all scientists have accepted it, and many are prepared to, and this is his word, they are prepared to bend their observations to fit in with it. He published that conclusion in 1980. A scientist named Dobzhansky, who was probably the nation's leading evolutionist at the time of his death in 1975, quoted a friend of his, a man who he said was France's leading zoologist, saying that all scientists should, and these are his words, they should destroy the myth of evolution. Now that's a quote. How does that grab you? Dr. Colin Patterson, senior paleontologist at the British Museum of Natural History, considered one of the world's top evolutionists today, has recently called evolution, and these are his words, positively anti-knowledge. That highly respected evolutionist said, quote, "All my life I had been duped into taking evolutionism as revealed truth." In one of his speeches, he called evolution storytelling. Those among the world's foremost authorities on evolution, when referring to evolution, use terms like, and these are quotes, a satisfactory faith, metaphysical belief, a scientific religion, the myth of evolution, anti-knowledge, storytelling. Now, those are not scientific terms. You don't call the law of gravity, for example, a satisfactory faith. You don't speak of the laws of thermodynamics as a scientific religion. But these guys are saying such things about evolution. And these are evolutionists who are speaking. Did you know that the concept of evolution did not originate with Charles Darwin? It has, in fact, been the necessary ingredient of all pagan religions and philosophies from ancient history. The religions of pantheism, stoicism, Gnosticism, and all other humanistic and polytheistic systems have evolution as their basis. Even Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Hinduism, animism, religions of the world, are in reality based on evolution. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible makes the most reasonable explanation of our beginnings. It says, "In the beginning, God created." I have a pamphlet I'd like to send to you free of charge. It contains many pages. It's called Evolution and Science. Evolution and Science. It's yours. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.